Yo, it's RGO Radio, and we are on the air all the way till 9 p.m. tonight. Right now, it's 3 minutes past 8 here in Taipei, and the weather out there is just fine. Cool and dry. All right, we're going to start off with this tune right here. This is Royal Taylor, Make a Move, on RGO Radio, the Josh and Joe Show. Stay put with me. Don't go anywhere. Oh, it's RGO Radio. Thanks for tuning in with me, Joe on the air, and thanks for spending your precious, precious time. We're going to go all the way till 9. It's every Tuesday night, 8 to 9 p.m. local time in Taipei. And for more information about us, log on to the RGO website. It's rgo.god21.net. Keep that in mind. You can always listen on your iPods, your smartphone devices. Just log on to our website and download the app right there, okay? Once again, it's rgo.god21.net. And we're going to start off with some news right here. Last Wednesday, Will Ferrell, the crazy actor, Will Ferrell, he crashed a Lakers game halftime when he came up on the court and he threw a basketball right at a cheerleader's face. You know, that was a startling moment for a second. But then it turned out that he was actually filming for his latest movie. So, it was funny. It's kind of awkward. He got ceremoniously ejected from the game, of course, by a couple really huge security guards. It was really funny. It's all caught up on YouTube. Just check it out for yourself. Will Ferrell, he always just knows how to come up with some crazy gimmicks. As for my friends, I have some crazy friends myself. Actually, the people that I live with, I have two roommates. They're crazy people too. Ivan! Ivan, come over here! Yeah, Ivan's hiding. He's not willing to come over here. Ivan! Well, what did you do to our friend Aji, who was sleeping today?
I think he slept too hot, so I turned on the air condition.
He turned on the air conditioning. It's actually winter time here in Taipei. It's really cold. Aji, he has a heater in his room. So Ivan, you turn off his heater.
Yeah.
And you turned on the AC while he was dead asleep. The funny thing was, Aji, he didn't even realize it. He was so dead asleep, he didn't even realize it was getting so freaking cold in his room. So he just kept on sleeping, and that was funny too. So me and Ivan, we were just badass enough to actually put up a camera in his room, and it was really funny. Stop smirking. Ivan's smirking right now. Okay, you can leave. Bye. You can be playful sometimes as long as you don't hurt other people. We know our boundaries, and we know our friends' boundaries. So as long as you just don't go too far, everything will just be fine, okay? We're going to go on with more good music in just a bit. I do have your happy news today, your weekly message, which we're talking about, the message from God. And, of course, a lot of other fun stuff, all on the Josh and Joe Show. Keep it tuned in. I'll be right back.
RGO Radio.
Yes, it is. And the night is still young with more music here on the show. This is Group One Crew with a beat called Love is a Beautiful Thing. And that's right. It's time to spread some love on the airwaves with this beat here. Here we go. Love is a beautiful thing. That's right. And we got more love songs for the Lord here on the airwaves in just a bit. We got Sidewalk Prophets with Love, Love, Love. And if you want to find out what's the lousiest job on the earth, or should I say the most hurtful job on the earth, I'm going to tell you after this song right here on Happy News in just a sec. And here's your Happy News. Here's what we got for you today. A Ukrainian football player, professional football, he was playing an off-season friendly. He got suspended halfway through the game. So what happened was he was paying attention to where the ball was. At the same time, he was looking for his cell phone in his pocket. He grabbed it and he started to make this phone call in the middle of the game. So people are not happy about this, and he is apparently getting suspended for the rest of this year. And that's not all. The referee and the assistant referees, they're all going to get suspended because they didn't discipline him while they should have on the game. Well, at least they get to keep their jobs, which is a good thing. And talking about jobs, what could be the most painful job on the earth? Well, now it's happening in England. They are hiring people to be human targets. That's right, to test the safety of their paintballs. The only job requirement is you have to be able to endure pain, stand still while they're shooting you, and suck it up. Literally, bite the bullet. Apparently, they're paying well because there's more than 10,000 people that are applying for it already. But when it comes to pain endurance, what can be more suffering than being electric shocked? There's a kid in India, his name is Deepak Jangra, 16 years old. He can endure up to 11,000 volts of high power electricity. Amazing! He first discovered his abilities 3 years ago while he was fixing something for his mother. He got electric shock halfway, and he didn't die from it. Actually, he felt nothing. So he started to get curious. He started up to add up the electricity power little by little. In the end, he came up to 11,000 volts. Man, that's nuts. It's sort of like how Peter Parker turned into Spider-Man. He got bit by a super spider, and then all of a sudden he has all these incredible abilities. So this kid could probably be the, like, electronic man, or maybe Pikachu. I don't know. I hope he can make a living out of this, though. That would be nice. Last but not least, there's this girl in med school. She's actually a sophomore. Actually a junior already. She was worried that she might not be able to pass one test, so she asked her upperclassmate, a guy, to take the test for her. Now, the guy agreed to do it, so he cross-dressed up as a girl and went to the test. He was spotted by the professor right on the spot, and now both of them are getting fired by the school. That is like the dumbest thing that I've ever heard. Honestly, it's not happy, but it's funny. It's, you know, it's hilarious. It's ludicrous. I got more touching news coming up. I'm going to share it with you in just a bit. So let's go on to another song right here. A short music break and be back with more happy news. RGO Radio, we all need the strength and love from Christ and the Lord. And in California, we're asking you to pray for this family. There's a young pregnant mother. Her name is Ashley Kauhei. She lives in California, 24 years old, and she was diagnosed with cancer. And that was 10 weeks into her pregnancy. However, Ashley, she's refusing to take chemotherapy because it might harm her baby. She said, "I'm not planning on killing a healthy baby because the person who's sick is me. And as a mother, my job is to protect my child." Not long ago, Ashley gave birth to her child healthy. And now they're seizing every moment they have to create memories together in Ashley's last few months of her life. They're taking pictures, they're making videos, because those are going to be, you know, those are going to be the only memories that the baby is going to have for her mother. And those are the only things that she can memorize her mother with. You know, it's kind of sad to know that you can't be there with your child and that your child is going to grow up without a mother. It kind of reminds me of when Jesus was going to leave, when he knew that he was going to be crucified. He told his disciples that he had so many more things that he wanted to teach them, but it was just that he couldn't anymore. He had to leave. And there's nothing that you could compare with the Lord's love except for the kind of unconditional love that a mother has for her child. So once again, if you would, let's all pray for Ashley and their family and all the people who are sick. May they get healthy and have the blessing and mercy of the Lord. And that's our happy news for today. If you like whatever you hear on our happy news, you can always go to our website. It's rgo.god21.net. Click on the upper right corner for a drop down. Choose the Josh and Joe Show. You can find it on our message board and our announcement board. Let's go on to more music right here. I'll be back in just a sec. Don't touch that dial. The Hurt and the Healer on RGO Radio, and that's a song from Mercy Me. It's a song that came from the inspiration of a loved one lost. It was the lead singer, Bart Miller. He lost his cousin, Todd. Todd was a firefighter, and he lost his life in duty. And it was extreme pain for everybody, because everybody knew Todd. He was a good friend of the band. It developed into this song to memorize Todd. So I want to dedicate this song to all the people out there who are feeling hurt right now, or are grieving over somebody that they've lost, somebody that they love. May you be healed by the only one healer, and that's our Lord Christ, when the hurt and the healer collide. And coming up next, I got Lecrae. This is Tell the World. RGO Radio, the Josh and Joe Show. This is Joe right here. Thanks for tuning in to the show with me. And we got your message of the week. We will post this on our website. It's rgo.god21.net. Just click on the upper right corner for a drop down and choose the Josh and Joe Show. You'll find the message board, and we got it all posted right there. Okay, so here's your message today. We're talking about pre-dawn prayer. Now, why is praying at pre-dawn so important? Why can't I just pray whenever I want to? Well, first things first, you can pray whenever you want to, but a pre-dawn prayer is the most important prayer. It's just like the start is always the most important part of it. You have to have a good start to have a good process, to have a good ending. So here it is, your message of the week. At pre-dawn hours, in terms of faith, we can do the work that cannot be done even through the effort of an whole day. At the pre-dawn hours of praying and thinking, we have thoughts that would not come even though thinking for an entire day. regarding prayer also, we must pray at pre-dawn. Then we come to realize what we need to realize, and things to come to mind come to mind. And even from a scientific standpoint, the brain is actually even 10 times more brighter and clear at pre-dawn. So why not? Think when the brain is bright and clear. And that's during pre-dawn. You know, for myself, I like to go to church very early in the morning, before anyone gets there, actually. Because when you get there in church, it's all empty. Nobody's there to bother you. You're alone with God. It gives you a focused feeling, and it's like you're one by one with God. No one there to interrupt you. Your mind is clear and focused. And that's when a lot of inspirations come for me. But during daytime, you know, there's so many distractions. There's so many things that you need to do. There's so many people that you need to talk to. You just can't focus your mind on the Lord. It gets much harder. So that's why pre-dawn is like the golden time of the day. If you seize the golden time of the day, you seize the entire day. That's what I think. And that's what I've been hearing at church as well. So prayer at pre-dawn, it's very, very important. If you haven't tried it out yet, why not? Give it a go. If you're doing it already, well, keep it up. Once again, if you like our message of the week, you can always look it up on our website. It's rgo.god21.net. Or if you're not a Manam Gotewa member and you would like to leave a message, you can always go to my Facebook. It's JR Lee Radio. That's JRLEE Radio. Let's head on to another song here. We'll be back in just a sec. Hallelujah. It's RGO Radio, and you're listening to the Josh and Joe Show. That was from The After's amazing song. Very beautiful lyrics. Check it up on the internet if you want to. It's time for me to sign off. I had a great time here. I hope you did too. If you would like to leave us a message, log on to our website, RGO Radio, or log on to my personal Facebook. It's JR Lee Radio. I am more than glad to have had you today here with me. Thank you very much for joining the show. Okay, it's time for me to go. I will see you same time next Tuesday, 8 to 9 p.m. local time in Taipei. If you're in Korea or Japan, that'll be 9 to 10 p.m. If you're in the States, well, we got some reruns on Sunday. It probably suits you better. So check out the schedule on our website too, okay? Time for me to say goodbye. God bless you all. God loves you. Hallelujah.